sir.
You sound deep and sexy.
That's because I am both deep and sexy.
You are slow, deep, and hard.
What's up, sir?
This is real time. This is like a couple of minutes ago. And I guess I'll say curse words during the story to keep it interesting, since I hate diarrhea fucking podcasting.
Like I do.
But I actually just walked in front of the fireplace, and you know, I had a bunch of kindling over there for fire, and I had socks on, and I actually got, I mean, it wasn't a splinter. It was like Yggdrasil. It was like the world tree went into my fucking foot. I mean,
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Where do you live?
In Arizona.
Why the fuck do you got a fireplace?
It definitely gets cold enough for fire in the winter.
Where you are?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm ignorant, unless it comes to like Colorado or Colorado.
I'm yeah.
Ignorant in the ways of the weather. So, my fault. Because when I was down there last, it was like, what was it? It was delightful. It was nice. It was warm. And I can't imagine needing a fireplace ever down there.
You ready?
Where's he?
Jack Mangan.
Got Market.
Deadpan.
Deadpan.
Podcast?
Podcast.
Fun fact. Did you know in 2001, the Avalanche had five All-Stars? Six All-Stars in the 2001 All-Star game, and this year we have like one, and how the mighty have fallen. But I'm not bitter at all. I just got done watching the Buffalo Sabres actually lose to the Avs. But the this year it's kind of painful, actually.
But you know what, though, we don't talk about the 2001 Colorado Avalanche around here.
Did you know that the 2001 Avalanche? I won't do it. I won't even do that.
So I am talking to Lo Pan, who is a fan of the big Avalanche in Little Denver.
Well done. That's nice.
Yes, this is actually without giving away too many details of the secret life of Lo Pan, this is actually two dads at the end of the day.
It's kind really of true, actually.
Yes.
What are you drinking right now?
I'm actually drinking nothing. I'm drinking in your intellect.
What are you drinking right now? my intellect quenches nothing, my friend. Absolutely not.
I'm drinking a nice cold Stroh's.
Are you now?
No, I'm not. Because I came across the song "Funky Cold Medina" on the way home from work today, and I'm kind of going, "How was the bar that low back then? Like that was." This
was
thing
88 or when was it? 89-ish? Was it earlier?
Well, there's a line in the song where he says, you know, after his homophobic comment about the man coming on to him, he says, "This is the 80s and Tone Loc is down with the ladies." So it's definitely in the 80s.
He does say that. That's right.
Back when homophobia was still fun
and wonderful. Hey, yeah.
And hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, so that, but you know, I'm just saying it's just such a crap song. And I was actually talking to my kids the other day about, you know, we're talking about horror movies. And I said, you know, I said, obviously I'm not going to show these movies to them really ever. But I said, you know, there was a guy in the 80s named Freddy Krueger who was a big horror guy.
Right.
And I didn't go into any real detail. I didn't want them to be scared. But I'm kind of going like, you know, but the first movie was pretty good, but the rest of them were all terrible. And I'm kind of going like, how was our bar that low? I mean, back then we would tolerate 10 movies that were all awful.
I love how you equate Tone Loc and Freddy Krueger. That's outstanding. But you know what? We didn't fucking know any better back then. You know, I mean, back then, well, Die Hard, for instance, we'll say that because it's my Christmas movie of choice, is Die Hard. Followed closely by Die Hard 2. It's a wonderful film. It's great.
Right.
That was 1988 or 9. It was, oh my God, the shit. We haven't seen this before. And now we've seen it everywhere. But we were just so, I don't know if I want to say, not ignorant, but just so much more innocence, I guess, in the 80s. What with the coke and the AIDS and what have you. So it was such a more innocent time.
Right. And the pastel colors and the...
Yeah. I won't, and the unshaven. And, you know, never mind.
ahead. I think the word also, I think a word I would use in place of innocent was, I think we were unsophisticated. We were still kind of...
There you go, yeah.
But, you know, it's not as if culture started in the 1960s. You know, it's how are we that unsophisticated even at this late date? You know,
no, when... but I think it may have stalled in its youth.
Well, I would actually argue to the contrary. I think you know, music really took a bunch of leaps forward, and film took a bunch of leaps forward that we really saw in the 70s. I mean, the 70s, I think, are still the best film era ever.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Actually, it's funny you say that. I was just watching Clockwork Orange. It was about an hour into it until you called. And that movie still, it fucks me up.
Yeah.
Requiem for a Dream Irreversible and Ichi the Killer probably are four of the top 10 films that are great. You see them once, don't ever see them again.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever watch Ichi the Killer again on purpose.
Not with my nipple cut off, no.
Yeah, well, that wasn't... I was thinking like the football that ripped his skull open. And
there's that too, yeah. Yeah,
but it was just—it's the most disturbing movie. Well, no, you know, it's really just a completely fucked up movie. I don't know.
I agree, but then again, we're getting to different cultures. That's the Japanese or the Korean. No, it's Japanese, correct? We're getting different cultures here because it's unfair to, you know, go and categorize Clockwork Orange with that film. So. It's a bit unfair. I'm not sure to which one, but it is.
Right. Well, the Clockwork Orange also worked on you psychologically. It kind of, you know. Sure. Granted, there's some terrible things happening on screen, but they weren't graphically happening on screen. And
no, it was up to your mind. Like, oh my God, my mind is going way too far right now. This is what is happening, and I'm not watching it, mind you, but
right, this is what's happening. Right. Ichi the Killer, yeah, you watch the football go all the way in, you know, into the guy's head. You know, it's a
point where it's just like, I mean, come on, let me have some kind of peace of mind. No pun intended here. Seriously.
But anyway, enough about Ichi the Killer and the football.
Please.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
You know, other ways, I'm completely unprepared for this conversation. I don't have any comments ready for you. I don't have any...
I wasn't even sure we were doing this at all. You're more qualified than I am, so it's all good. But I think the question on everyone's mind right now is, when is Faith No More touring? In places we can go see them.
I certainly hope they come through here, but you know, I guess that remains to be seen. Faith No More is a band that that Mr. Lopan and I have geeked about over the years.
That's one band that I really, them and Nirvana, that I really, really regret never seeing, because you know, a lot of the bands in the grunge era or even the late 80s coming back touring, you know, with or without, you know, lead singers intact or what have you, you can go see them, say, hey, okay, great, I saw them, I didn't miss them, like Pixies. I didn't see them until, you know, 2007-ish, I think.
Right.
It wasn't their heyday, mind you, but I can say I saw them. Whereas, you know, Nirvana and F&M, I never saw, and I will not be able to see, and it makes me sad, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, Faith No More, you might still get a chance. Obviously, I think Nirvana, I think that you can go see Foo Fighters, I guess, but...
Can I not? No, I don't want to. I don't want to.
No, as a guest of the show, they're free tickets. I'm kidding. They're not.
How far are you fallen, sir?
So, yeah, I would actually defend Foo Fighters, but that's a different topic. Because I will have to say, I'll have to repeat for everyone out there who's still listening.
Me and you.
The story that I've told you before is that, you know, probably my most treasured, not the best show I've ever seen, but one of my most treasured concert memories was of going and seeing Faith No More at a tiny, tiny little club. Right when Epic kind of broke.
Is that in Jersey or is that...
It was in New Jersey. You know, it was 89. I was actually I was a couple of years away from being old enough to get in the club, but the place was so packed. I had bought tickets, you know, early, and sure. Then the song blew up, and that place was... It was just so crowded, and it was just amazing. I was about... You know, 3 feet away from Mike Patton as he was hanging from the ceiling, and literally hanging from the ceiling, he grabbed onto a pipe and pulled himself up in the ceiling.
Yeah.
This tiny little club, and, you know, Jim Martin's sweat almost definitely flung from his weird hair onto me. It was that intimate. And, of course, this is before a lot of their best songs, but it was their first two albums. So I got a lot of just, it was just an amazing thing to see. It was an amazing thing to be a part of. And that's, you know, that's to me, Faith No More, as great as the album Angel Dust was, and as great as some of the stuff is on the follow-up two albums, you know, that's probably my most treasured concert memory.
It should be. It should be. Something that intimate to you and that personal. Like for me, I don't think I've ever had anything that small.
You've had stuff that small.
Are we talking? So you're talking like 100 people, 200?
Probably about, yeah, the place. And, you know, we're still talking about small things.
As opposed to really big things. Hey, Jumbos!
Yes.
Love you, sir. But no, I've never had anything that small and intimate. Or have I?
I apologize, everyone. This is why we're going to stop at 288.
Oh, that's another topic. Anywho.
Yes, let's wrap up the concert thing.
And skip to the end and done. Sorry.
Man and wife.
Anywho, so let's try this again. Okay. You would say in the crowd 100, 200 people, correct? Maybe more or less in that room?
That sounds about right. I mean, the place was about the size of, the area where I was in front of the stage is about the size of my living room.
Okay, see, yeah, I guess mine would be at the CU Field House. This was like, you know, 1,000 people, which sounds like a lot. But it was both Primus and Pearl Jam in their heyday, 1993 and 4.
Nice.
Which, for that, it was a tiny, tiny show. And, you know, granted, I did some things and what have you that I maybe shouldn't have at 17, i.e., the smoky treat, going to see the shows. But, you know, it's Boulder, 93, what are you going to do? Help me out. But I'm telling you, once the Primus show, at least, once Jerry was a rescue driver came around, the entire floor was one giant mosh. And I'm not one for moshes. I think they can be fucking stupid sometimes, especially when you're seeing Ween and someone lands on you. Give me a fucking break, which actually happened. But in this respect, it was...
Yeah, the Jack Johnson pit I was in, man.
Hey, she's playing the G chord twice. Do it.
Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead. But no, but it was great because after that show, they went and played, you know, Mile High Stadium, Red Rocks, giant fucking shows. And you know, I can always look back and say, hey, you know what? I was young and stupid, but I saw that, and it meant so much to me. As opposed to going to Red Rocks, paying $80 a ticket to see Tool. Even I love Tool, but $80 to see them at Red Rocks is way too fucking much. I won't do it. There's no intimacy. There's, you know, there is just you're watching little stick figures and hearing music you could hear at home on your stereo. And I grant you that there's nothing better than you know, the live experience, but there's a point. When it's $80 and you can't see shit. I mean, you're paying just to say you were there. You know, hey, I was there. I went and saw so-and-so at so-and-so. And not for me anymore. It's just not.
Hi, this is Anya from Buffy Between the Lines, the audio drama, and you're listening to Jack Manga's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way. I left out that one word. Is that okay? I mean, I've seen all manner of customs, and you really don't want to know what some demons do with their mothers. I just have sex with Xander. And where's my paycheck? What?
I am drinking a Russian Imperial Stout and a Cap'n Coke together because they're tasty at the same time, believe it or not.
I can't fathom that. And I suppose that the first drink of the day music would not be appropriate.
No, probably not, because this is, you know, the 8. Anywho.
So, all right, well, you know what, let's talk. I know we've done nothing but music riffing so far, but people keep asking me what the new earbuds kind of Redux is all about. So let's kind of talk some earbuds.
Sounds great.
I actually did describe it in the comments, but you out there, if you're, well, you've already clicked off by now. But if you, I would really like to get participation here, because I think it'll be fun. Basically, here's the deal: is that just tell me you're in. either by email or just get in touch with me somehow. Tell me that you're in on earbuds, on the new earbud segment. I think we have about eight of us so far.
Right.
Because I want to be in too. We're going to kind of just divvy up the names randomly each and partner off. And then we'll do illegal file sharing where we'll trade MP3. You'll trade an MP3 with your partner.
That's wrong. It's frowned upon on my end.
you'll send an MP3 to your partner. They'll send one back to you. And then, of course, when you're done with them, you will delete them from your hard drive and destroy them.
Right.
But what you'll do, and as a participant, you'll record a brief thing talking about why you selected the song you did, and you know, just a minute talking about the song and why you selected it. You know, it doesn't have to be your favorite song in the world. And then, of course, when you get the music, that'll be the second thing I would like from you, is a brief recording. Now, both of your recordings. I need two recordings from you if you're in, but they can both be 10 seconds long. They don't have to be long at all. The second recording, I would like your reaction to the song that you've received from your partner.
That sounds great. Here's a silly slash dumb question for you. When it comes to pod safe music, how long of a clip is safe? If I were to say get, Rise Against, for instance, could I play 2 seconds of the song and have it be okay? Or is that grounds for, you know, liable suey time? Can we do that, or how does that work?
Actually, that is a good question. You know, I think that's for the greater good, and I think I'd say we do that, and we, you know, we respond if we get a cease and desist. I'll edit the episode, but I think you really, from a moral standpoint, you're selling the song. Sure. And also it is a clip. You're not playing the entire song,
sure,
so that people have it. You're giving a little segment of it. So I think that's also not a bad idea, if you really want to do that and throw in a few seconds of song. I mean, we've certainly done it before around here with copyrighted material. I think it helps the segment if you want to do that. I wasn't really planning on it, to be honest with you, but I think it probably would help the segment. And, you know, maybe I will do that for whatever song I come up with for whoever. Now, this is actually not immediate. We have immediate stuff going on right now. I think we're still in the middle of the Nine Inch Smurfs project, and we still, you know, have other stuff going on. But if,
right,
and we have two Paloozas coming up too. We have two movies to watch. But I think I just kind of want to plant this bug in people's ears.
It's really good, and I think informative, educational. I think what you should do, honestly, is put a post by itself stating what you want for the earbuds segment.
All right. Sorry. Yeah. All right. No, you're right. I will do
the hell out of me just now.
I don't know. I will do.
I'm just saying, because I think, honestly, no offense to you, because I love you, but I think we're all still fucking confused as shit for the Smurfs thing. At least I am, at least, but I'm not the brightest tool in the box. So.
No, I think your crayon is quite bright.
Crayon. Oh, are we going back to short again? Thanks.
It's a stubby little macaroni and cheese color.
I call it flesh colored.
Well, don't you know about deadpan? Well, everybody knows that deadpan is the word. Well, a pan, pa pan's the word. Well, a...
Well, all right, so the Smurfs thing. All right, I have not intentionally been vague. I'm very poor at my descriptive powers these days. With the Smurfs thing, yeah, you've heard what's happened so far. It's just, if you are able to just play the thing in your headphones and kind of record yourself, just kind of doing anything like the mariachi music we got was great, and the kind of the cartoon sound effect remixes that we got, that was a really wonderful little track. Someone told me they were going to do they were going to get their instrument and actually play the Smurf theme along with me and record it, and then, you know, and then give it to me to edit onto the track. Kind of, you know, just get me any kind of sound that you want that you feel like is appropriate. You can either record it independently of the music, and I'll find a way to make it fit, you know, rhythmically, or record it with the music. You know, play the music in your headphones and jam along with it. If you're proficient at an instrument, great. If you're not, you know, you can clap. You can just clap along to it and get, and just send me yourself clapping. Or if you're a kazoo, would be more than welcome.
Recorder?
I think, you know, hopefully we'll, someone needs to contact LeJohn and get his kazoo abilities too. but yeah, that would be welcome. Or if you want to sing along, I mean, I have not had that yet. So if someone wants to, I can certainly get the lyrics for you. So if, I can provide the lyrics if you want to sing along, or even if you want to sing along just for the help me part or the smurf me part or just the chorus or anything you want.
Well, that should be fun.
You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
And again, Jack, what films are we doing for the Palooza?
And tidying up our the last of our Deadpan news, Deadpan goings on. You should watch the film UHF, the Weird Al film, or, well, no, not at, really, I'd like you to watch both. But you can watch the film UHF, the Weird Al film. And the other one we're doing is called The Third Man. It's an old Orson Welles film. It's actually
The Third Man.
Now, The Third Man is actually the first black and white we've done. And no, but you've seen UHF too, right?
Yes.
All right, well,
I have seen UHF.
Well, you know, seriously, every time we've done a Palooza, I think the only time there was universal acclaim was Watchmen.
Third Man. Go ahead and continue, please.
So The Third Man and UHF. And if you're not familiar with Palooza, I mean, every other podcast, this is not yet another geeky discussion of movies. This is, we kind of do it our way. And I think all of the Paloozas have been a lot of fun. We've done, I just put myself on the spot. We've done Zardoz. The Zardoz of Palooza was the first one. Then we did Repo Man, Gross Point Blank.
Holy shit, really?
Southland Tales we did.
Where was I? Oh, my God.
You didn't miss anything with Southland Tales.
Oh, okay, fair.
And we did The Watchmen and Flash Gordon, and we did a mini Wallapalooza. And then, yes, and now I think I got them all. Yes, and so now we're on to UHF. And did The Third Man.
Did we do Dark Star by chance?
Yes.
Are we sure we did Dark Star? Because I'm not sure.
Well, Dark Star was such a narcotic. It was yeah. It was kind of like an odd dream.
That it was, actually. That's well done.
So anyway, we're going to do it like that. And UHF will have its own episode, and Third Man will have another one. And you know what? If you can somehow bridge these two, like a hokey slapstick 80s Weird Al movie with a really grim, really, well, I'm not going to say anything more about what Third Man is, but if you can match a movie from 1940 something with 1980 something, then, you know, my hat is off to you. So that's
the 80s. That's full circle, sir, and that's well done.
All right, let's read some comments and get out of here.
All right.
Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
Then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends. It is only yourself.
You know, I'm going to send them to you in Skype. You're going to get them in your comment, like in your text instant message thing.
Sir, yes, sir.
See, this is too freaking exhausted dads at the end of a work day.
Oh.
And yeah.
And start recording.
End scene. Okay.
Nomad Scry says, talk about overstating your case. https://www.thomasrobot.com/2011/01/doc_dr_Mary's_his_own_doctor.php. Fucker. Not Nomad, I didn't say fucker. That was me to you. Continue.
Actually, it's a Nomad Scry double shot here.
Gross. Anyway, here we go. Ready? And scene. Nomad Scry says, Mandom sounds like condom. Probably more effective. Oh, God.
Nice.
Ed from Texas says, I came across that last one as Amazon is running 1,000 MP3 albums for $5 each. I've also come across a few others that I know I own, comma. I don't have them ripped to my iTunes. However, comma, I also have no idea where the original CDs themselves are, so I'm probably going to just buy them with this deal.
Masterfully done. Right. See, we are with Lopan, so this is actually the hell of 1,000 comments.
Oh, I should probably do one of those. Okay, yes. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, you know, actually, I wasn't even going there, but yes, now that you say that, you should.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be for this one, but yes, you should. Well, There's only a few more. Okay. Okay.
DJ Bunny says that the news is going on about the $50 milk jackpot in the local lottery. Do you think I'd have a better chance if I actually bought a ticket? Question mark. Oh, well, comma, no fortune for me.
All right. Now, this is actually going to make Lopan truly angry, but I have to say it because, you know, it's been many years and you've kind of become like Kurt Cobain was with, since we talked about Nirvana earlier, the way Kurt Cobain was where he refused to play Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Right.
You've kind of become this way. So maybe in one of the remaining three, we can hear, you know who I'm going to request.
All right. Fair.
the guy that introduced us all to you.
Yeah. Jackass. Continue, sir.
Well, cool. All right. And now this one, this one doesn't have to be this one. You decide. There are three left. And okay. This one.
Hey, I say rub one out, all of it.
That was from Lopan himself.
Oh, CJ says, and... dot, dot, dot. Seriously, comma. Would someone please tell me what to do for that Smurf thing? I'm at a loss creatively. Not just me. Ironic and good stuff right there.
Yeah, and actually that was not intentional. That was true. That was... all right, now this is actually the final right. one. This is the first... The first all of the right. week, and this is the final that we'll read right. here.
All right. Hello. Vanamon says, not holding a quad photo laser phaser.
Thank you, Jimmy. That was the first. Very good.
Fucking dead.
Oh, Jimmy from Denver goes back in the box now.
He was never in a box. It was a pit, a box inside of a riddle, trapped in an enigma, trapped inside of fucking whatever the hell the last fucking show of Doctor Who in that giant fucking box was.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
Three of the big things.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Dead pan.
Motherfucker!
Motherfucker!
So 288, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, too gross.
Too gross. Yeah. Well, and you know, not trying to just be snarky, but you know, you never know. It could even be before that. We could decide, you know what, enough is enough. Or we could reach 288 and have found some kind of, I would say second wind, but I think at that point it'll be, you know, 34th wind or so.
Sure. Well, it's your gig, you know, and you call the shots, as it were. So whenever you're sick of it, you're done. It's that simple.
Yeah, well, you know, I love the list of things that I love about Deadpan are too long.
The gimp.
The gimp, yeah, I enjoy the gimp very much.
Perks, the riches, the wealth, the fame.
The perks, the nipples.
The Mike Nelsons, the Butchagrosses, all those are fantastic.
Well, but also, you know, the Mike Nelsons and Butchagrosses haven't been on since 2006 and 2007. Now it's not really about that anymore.
Now it's fucking me. See now, where you've become.
Now it's about fucking you. Oh, well, thank you, everyone. I think, good night. I think.
Oh, see? It's not often I actually get a loss for words. Only you, sir.
Well, I do appreciate you taking the time to do this evening, and I appreciate, you know, what you do for Deadpan, and I appreciate everything out there in Deadpan land, and I think you know, I think we do have a lot of really special connections around here. Actually, I was recently asked by a fellow Deadpanite about the next meetup, and I don't know if we'll have one in the calendar year 2011. We may not. I don't really know. You know, a lot of people have a lot of stuff going on, and I think travel might be kind of a burden on some people. And I keep tapping the platform here, so I hope we're not getting lots of percussive noises recorded. But
It's no worse than mine every, like, 5 minutes, so fuck it. It's a cock in my throat. I don't get it.
Is it lobe? This is the phlegm cast.
Lobe. The phlegm cast. The lobe pan. Long day, Jack. Long day.
Yeah,
long pan.
Yes, long pan day. Yes. And what were you gagging on again? I can see now why you're drinking rum and coke.
I'm pissing for a reason. Wait.
Wow. I think I'm done. I think I need to be excused. I think my brain is full. But again, I do appreciate you taking the time and coming on, and I appreciate you helping me to flesh out and fill out this episode, and you know, run with that as you will.
Do more of these. You know, get everyone on, because it's, you know, everyone. It's your podcast, but it's everyone's podcast at the same time. Under you, everyone's under you, Jack, as it were. I don't try.
Suddenly, I'm very uncomfortable. In light of the conversation we just had, I'm suddenly.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, the point is, no. Yeah, I like this, and get more people on, and you'd be golden. That's all I'm trying to say, and it came out so bad.
No, I really enjoy this, and you know, there have been people who have started the conversation with and said, hey, we need to do this, and you know, on both sides, there's lots of enthusiasm, but you know, the scheduling and the timing and that kind of thing is difficult. But however. Then I will say this now to everyone out there to whom I've spoken about coming on as Lopan has, and as you know, DJ Bunny has, as J.R. Murdoch has, as T. Morris has, and I hope I don't want to leave anyone out, but you know, as everyone has, and you know, if you are a Deadpanite, if you're a friend, if you're not a dick, then of course you're welcome. You know, if you're an occasional listener, but you're suddenly feel like participating. In a different way, then you are welcome. So I agree. I agree with what Lopan just said.
And from the bottom of my heart, I am so sorry for this episode. The bottom of my heart.
That's where the cockles are, I think.
Thank you, Jack, for having me on. I appreciate that. And, you know, keep the faith. Keep it real.
Yes. Good night. Good night, Alvy. I mean, Lopan. And, And yeah, you know, I guess we're not going to come back after the music, which will probably be brief because we've been going for a long time, but we're not going to come back after the music.
Well, Deadpan is the motherfucking way, sir.
No!